I've got the big fatty seal of approval on my business. Yay. Oh.
A team comes in, scrubs it clean, hermetically seals it, puts the little plastic thing on it.
I wonder if I could get Big Fatty to dress up as one of my minions, like in the yellow outfit, the blue overalls, and a pair of goggles. That would be a great photo opportunity.
What?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That would be a great photo opportunity.
What?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1745 of the BFO for Thirsty the Tooth of October 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to catch up on voice letters, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Buddy, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, 84ers. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are 84ers today because, y'all, it's only 84 days until Grandma. Big Fatty! It's the holiday season. And hickory dickory dock. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? I don't know. But y'all, I'm currently being approached by a gentleman caller on the Grin Doctor who is visiting from out of town. And so y'all, I may have to rush out in the middle of the show. If I do, I'll just leave Squeaky Kitty in charge. it'll all just be lovely. A couple of things I wanted to tell you. I called to get my appointment for my flu shot. I've been noticing a lot of folks on the Twitty have been getting the flu shots, and y'all, I've made an appointment. I'm going on the 14th of October, it's going to be lovely. Big Fatty, only you would think a flu shot is lovely. But y'all, you know, you got the elderly have to have a flu shot, or something will happen. Big Fatty, like they'll get the flu, something like that. On Hump Day, y'all, it was a busy day in the coal mine. We had lots of little things going on. I was, as I always do, available at lunchtime to go over to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We still hear it. Y'all, I went to the Vons East, as I do on Wednesdays during my lunch. And y'all didn't get a whole lot today. And y'all, basically, I just bought shit today. Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, I'm just going to run down it. Y'all, of course, I had my fried chicken bazooms for my lunch today. That's always a hit. Y'all, there was a coupon, an electronic coupon for the Nathan's Coon Dogs. And y'all, you could buy a 5-pack or a 10-pack. And y'all, so I got a 5-pack of those. They were on sale. They had the Sara Lee products on sale. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, I had a electronic coupon for that too. Y'all, so I got me a small little thing pound cake, y'all, because that's real good in the morning if you toast it and put some butter on it. Big Fatty, it sounds delicious. And y'all, then I got a little cheesecake also with some strawberry topping on top of it. Big Fatty, at least you're gonna get some fruit. Y'all, they had those good chicken bazooms, the Cordon Bleu that doesn't have the breading and all on them. Those were buy one get one free. I had to get some more egg whites. I got me a couple of bananas. Y'all, they had the good solid, the barbecue mix on sale, y'all. And I love that barbecue solid. Y'all, I got me some canned tomatoes. Y'all, here was the big surprise. Y'all, right there at the front of the Vons East, y'all, they had they had the Mirasu wine, and y'all, it was buy one get one free. Y'all, I thought immediately of that Moose Pea, and y'all, so I picked me up a couple of bottles of the Merlot for that, and y'all, I told you that's all I bought. I bought shit, y'all. Y'all, I spent $49.03, but I saved $29.44. Big Fatty, you did, and you've got a couple of bottles of wine, which makes me and Squeaky Kitty very happy. Y'all, as I do when I go to the Von Z's, I go by the P.O. Box. And y'all, there was candy. There was candy in there. And on the front of it, it is y'all, first of all, it's from Berlin. Big Fatty, did Miss Beaver send you another cat? Well, actually, it is addressed to Poodle, Squeaky Kitty, and Big Fatty. Big Fatty, it's for me, too. It is. And on the front of it, y'all, it is a picture. It is a picture of the Berlin, what is that? That's the Berlin Gate? Is that what that is? Or is that some sort of stalag or something? I don't know what that, what is that thing called? It's the gate. It's the big gate there. What is that gate called? Not Checkpoint Charlie, but it's the, you know, it's the big gate. And y'all, in front of the gate is a hammock, and in it is a kitty. Big Fatty, it's a kitty. Let me see. Read on the back of it. It says, dear Poodle, Big Fatty, it's for me too. And Kinky Kitty, Big Fatty, Kinky Kitty, poor BS. And Big Fatty, look at this kitty. It's taking a nip a nap in Berlin. Love you. And y'all, it is from the Crazy Mexicans. Y'all, it is from that Hat M. You know, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. And Mr. Zed, Big Fatty, oh, can I see the kitty? Oh, look at the kitty. Oh, the kitty. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, y'all go look at that. And Hat M and Mr. Zed, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty on your vacation. And I'm so sorry that you didn't get a chance to see Miss Beaver when you were there in the Berlin. But you know, sometimes the schedules they just don't work out, and you know you have to do the best you can. But thank you so much. And needless to say, Poodle loves the cat with the kitty on it. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just lovely.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
I swear my dead thyroid just dips me every time. So it's like 81 degrees here. It is so, jeez Louise, rude. No. Obviously the guy doesn't know I'm on my daily, sit in my driveway in my car and truck on the phone call. Okay, so anyway, it's really hot here. It's like 81 degrees and it's so humid. And I had to go and turn my air conditioner on. But I have to run to the bank because I opened that bank account. So I have to find those papers and take them back to the bank. And then, I'm walking out the front door and I'm thinking to myself, and I go, well, I'm thinking to myself, and then I'm talking to myself. And then I cracked myself up. I said, it feels like a microwave out here. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like a sauna out here. But I called it a microwave. not funny. Okay, bye.
Oh, dear Gussie. That. Oh. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It seems like it's been forever since we've heard from you. And Big Fatty, you got about 8 calls from her to play. Well, that's true. I just haven't had a chance to play any. But, Miss Bacon, I hope that if you ever need to heat something up in the sauna, that everything goes well. And make sure you invite all of your friends to get in the microwave with you. Big Fatty, you're as crazy as she is.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Urban Guy T.O. from the Voice of Turnip Style. So I just wanted to give you a call and thank you so much for Rubber Yellow, your podcast that you did on Friday. I know you're trying really hard during your podcast to make me feel more comfortable about doing a podcast in Vegas and having you unable to even speak or have content available, not being able to get apps work, not having your recordings ready, having recordings ready that you didn't even really know what the content of them was. It's been really helpful having that going on your show so that I know that it doesn't really matter what I do in Vegas. It really, it's really going to just be okay. So I wanted to thank you very much, Big Fatty. That's really special that you're doing that on your show for me. And it's really helping me feel better about my first Virgin broadcast at Pride 48 in Vegas.
Oh.
Thanks, Big Fatty.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Urban Guy T.O. Big Fatty, have you already played that one? I don't remember, y'all. Did I play that one already? But if I did, you got to hear Urban Guy T.O. Talk again. And y'all, that's always a good thing. Yes, Big Fatty. And, of course, he was referring to the third installment of Big Fatty's little show. Big Fatty, that's the one that you and I both sounded kind of weird on and squeaky. Kitty too, there was something a little off on that one. But you know, y'all, as Big Fatty always says, when it comes to lost wages and Pride 48, Big Fatty is always first because y'all, I set the bar so low that everybody will do better than Big Fatty did. And Urban Guy T.O., I think you did great, especially with the Papas. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello. Bacon.
Hey, it's Bacon. This message is for Tom and, Thomas. I just got the paperwork for that bank account I opened for the Sweet 16 party or whatever, cruise or whatever we decide to do or whatever. So it was funny because I was telling Sydney how confused you were getting because I was confusing you on the dates and the years and whatever. And I told her, I said, here's this message. Oh, yeah, we're going on a cruise for the party or whatever. So anyway, she just kind of laughed. She kind of shook her head or whatever. So anyway, she just really did. Yeah. All right. Well, I am actually going to pick up her schoolwork for the day because she was a sick girl. Being 14 is not easy. It just threw her into a, I don't know, whatever. She was up all night, so. All right, well, who cares? Oh, God, I got the, yeah, that's all I wanted to say was I seriously opened the account and we can start funneling money into it and we'll have a great time. We'll get that girl on a segue by then.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, of course, that was Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, I'm sure I speak for Dicka when I say thank you for calling, and it's lovely to hear your voice, and it sounds to me like you and Dicka are planning going, you're probably investing money in shipping it off to the Canary Islands or something. Not the Canary Islands. What is that? What are those islands that always has the laundered money? Big Fatty, it's like is that like laundered underpants? No. Not at all. But anyway, and Miss Bacon, it was lovely hearing your compassion for your daughter when she was sick. And, you know, it's, you can only do so much as a mother. Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Turniphead. And I'm just on my way over to the Luxy for dinner, but I thought I'd just check in with you and say Where's the car?
Big Fatty, he pulled on your leg again. You know that turnip head? He always wants to know, where's the car? Where's the car? Where's the car? Well, the car, it has been returned to the Hertz. And the Ford Escape is in the Fat Cave parking lot. So there you have it. Smart ass. Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy. So I always give you a ring-a-ring whenever I'm on my way in or out of town, and I've just been neglectful. But I felt like that train wreck of a Pride 48 show really needed to sink in with people. Because, holy shit, Big Fatty, I have gone ahead and let everyone know that you lost the rental car because you're a drunk whore. And no one was so terribly surprised by that, except maybe your mother. But anyway, that's enough of that. So, but I'm, like I said, I'm actually back in town, but I haven't gotten home because I'm going right to the coal mines, right to it, because, you know, it's very urgent that I get there. And I saw a sign that made me think of you because, well, I saw a lot of fat people this weekend, quite honestly, but the sign actually made me think of you. And it is, breaking, it said that the fall Greek festival is October 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Greek Orthodox Church downtown. So I just wanted to let you know because, I mean, let's be real here. I know how fat you are, and you're going to want to go get yourself a hero and a baklava or whatever it is fat people eat at the Greek festival. Maybe some lemon chicken. You know, you call ahead, I hear, and you don't have to pay to get in. So you're fat. Me, gotta go to the coal mines and then go over there. Can't find the button.
Yeah, I guess you yell that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, where's the car? Vader, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear from you. And I too have noticed the Greek festival signs. And the Greek festival starts tomorrow on a Friday. And y'all, you know, I always like to go and get one of those gyro sandwiches and maybe some baklava. But we'll see. We'll just see how it goes. But anyway, thank you for thinking of me when you saw the sign for the Greek food and the Greek dances. Because you know, Big Fatty loves to do a little Greek jig. Big Fatty had no idea you like to do a little jig. Y'all, that's why I watch the dancing, y'all. Is so that I can learn how to. In fact, I think that was one of the dance styles that they had to do this week was the Greek jig. Big Fatty is silly, but anyway, and Vader, it seems like there was something else that you said that I don't remember what you said, but anyway, I'm sure it was very, very important. Now, y'all, while Vader's phone message was playing, you know, I'm waiting. To hear back from the gentleman caller who's in town. And y'all, while I'm sitting here waiting, I get a testimonium from my oldmost gentleman caller. Hey, Big Fatty, what are you doing? And I said, nothing. And he goes, I'd love to come over. I said, come on. So y'all, I feel like Atlanta Airport, they're just circling. They're just, oh, dear gussy. Y'all, they're just circling getting Big Fatty's bed. Big Fatty the boudoir. And y'all, I can hear my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, right now going, I tell you what, that man gets more ass than a public toilet seat. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from Pot is My Coal Pilot. You know, they were out there in the Lost Wages, and that Taffy Carlisle Huffington was my co-host on the pink carpet. And Taffy, do you have a special memory about you and I being on the pink carpet in our bacon and eggs outfits?
That'd be a great photo opportunity.
What?
Oh, it was a lovely photo opportunity. Too bad you didn't take a picture.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438.
337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.